Minimising frost damage is a balancing act. Plant too early and the risk is high. Plant too late and there's a risk of heat and drought stress late in the season. For something that causes such great loss in dollars and yield potential, frost damage is a difficult puzzle to solve. Dr. Jack Christopher is a Toowoomba-based research scientist from the University of Queensland.
The damage caused by frosts is very hard to quantify on a regional and national level because growers don't often keep detailed records of it. And even if they do, the growers are not often aware of what the potential yield would have been of a crop that is killed by a frost, because they don't ever get to harvest it, don't know what it was going to yield. So what we're doing is using computer simulation modelling to estimate what the yield of a crop might have been in a normal season, but then we also use it to estimate the effects of frost. So we use climate data to predict when a frost has occurred, and then how much damage would have happened to the crop, and then we compare it to what the yield may have been had there not been a frost.
What is your research telling you about the damage that frost is doing at a national level?
On average, we're losing around 10% of the crop nationally. So that's a huge loss in terms of yield and in terms of dollars. So if we've got 24 million tonnes of wheat in an average year at maybe $250 a tonne, that might be $6 billion worth of wheat. So 10% of that is $600 million, say, in an average year. So it's a huge loss. But the other thing about it is that we're already sowing our crops too late for optimum yield, because we're trying to ensure that they will flower later in the season when the frost risk is lower. And we find that the losses due to this delayed sowing, especially here in the northern region of Queensland and New South Wales, are actually much greater again than the actual losses that we're experiencing due to the actual frost damage.
Now, the layperson may assume that climate change means fewer frosts in the future. This isn't the case, though, is it?
We've actually done modelling or looking at the climate over the last six decades from 1957 to 2013, and we know that the average temperatures have been increasing over that time, but we found that in fact the incidence and the impact of frost has increased during that period. One of the main factors causing that is the fact that the plants are actually growing a lot quicker in the warmer weather, so that when they're planted at what we think is the correct time, they're actually flowering too soon and are flowering during a much higher frost risk period than was intended.
So while growers continue to manage risk on the ground, researchers are hard at work on the hunt for a gene which will offer frost resistance. Ben Travascus is Group Leader, CSIRO Agriculture.
Well, our work focuses really on the genetics of the crop itself. We're trying to get an inbuilt intrinsic resistance to frost, I guess you could call it, where the crop can tolerate the frost when it flowers, and if you had a variety that could stand up to -5 when it's flowering, even if there's a -5 frost, if it could still set and maintain grain, that could make a really large difference to growers and the impact frost has on them.
How painstaking is that search?
Oh, it's pretty it's pretty painful, I can say that. It's a difficult trait to look for, because we don't have really a clear idea where to go. There is a lot of genetic variation in different wheats from around the world and different barleys. People are taking an approach where you try and guess what climates might lead to the need for frost tolerance, and so you home in on somewhere where it might be a really reliable spring frost over a period where the crop just can't avoid it. That's the sort of material that researchers like us start to look at. But then you've got to test it, and one of the real issues we have at the moment is that the only way to test for frost tolerance and to really be sure you've got it is to go to the field And that means you're dealing with weather. It's not predictable. The crop has to be at the right stage when a frost comes. So we'll do multiple sowing and use other tricks to try and line up things to flower when there's likely to be a frost event. For instance, we choose for our research the most frost-prone sites we can find to maximise the risk for the grower. It would be a risk for us. It's the chance of getting frost on our research material and to really sort out things that could stand up to it.